second hour of the program. Dial in toll free to bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on the phones. You can join us online. By the way, the features on the site are free, so if you want, you can just go and enjoy the whole site and pay nothing. But if you want to help support Free Talk Live, there are various different ways you can do that, and one of them is by going to promote the show, promote.freetalklive.com. There's different tools that you can use there, from flyers you can print out to web banners you can put up on your website. Promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and your thoughts, let's talk first to Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening, Mark.
Hey, good evening, guys. Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit more about the e-book readers.
Sure.
There was a correction to my call the other night when I was talking about the Kindle.
Yes,
sir. Saying that it reads only proprietary formats. Actually, I said that I thought that it only read one type, the Amazon. And I wanted to thank you guys for the correction. I guess you got an email that corrected me on...
Yes, sir.
The fact that it reads multiple proprietary formats.
But you can't, can you crack into the Kindle like you can the Nook?
I don't know. I've heard the Nook hacking that you're talking about, I believe, deals more with the color to make it into a tablet. I've just got the regular Nook, you know, that's black and white. But
I see.
I wanted to say that the main thrust of what I was talking about the other day is that it's, I don't think it supports any open standards besides maybe text. You know, the EPUB is an open standard ebook format, and it's not that I'm so much pro Nook, it's that I am pro open standards.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I don't recall seeing EPUB on the list of formats, but I don't have them in front of me at this point in time. Anybody wanting to research these should do their due diligence and not trust what they hear on a talk show.
You can get around that using software that does conversions to EPUB or from EPUB to a format that it reads, but it doesn't support it natively. And that was the selling point to me of not what sold me the Nook, but what made me reject the Kindle was the fact that it did not support EPUB.
All right,
just wanted
man.
To clarify that.
Thanks for that. I appreciate your call tonight at 800-259-9231. The e-book reader war continues.
Well, you know, I mean, I would trust what some talk show hosts say, like, you know, maybe Kim Komando or Leo Laporte, if they come out and they say, well, this and this and that and that, because these people research this for a living. Free Talk Live is an open lines format where anyone can call in about anything. And so if somebody says something on the radio, we haven't checked it. We don't have a crack team of researchers that immediately shut down a caller that has says something that may or may not be maybe interpreted as inaccurate.
Still though, buyer beware, Mark. I mean, if you are listening to some purported expert on the radio and you believe that that expert knows what he's talking about, and it turns out that expert's just been bought off by some company, you may not know those things.
That's true.
That all may not be revealed to you, and so you still need to do your due diligence if you want to make sure you get the best deal or you get exactly what it is that you're expecting. So, again, ebook readers, they seem pretty neat, and they've got different features, and I like the idea of cracking into it and turning it into a full-fledged Android tablet. I think that's a pretty
that
cool
idea. That is awesome. I've got to say, I'm very excited about that idea, but, you know, it also... I love the idea of getting something more than what I paid for, but I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do it, and I don't.
You're scared.
That's exactly it. I'm befuddled more than anything.
Technophobe.
Well, and when you see people on TV with the tablets, they're kind of like steering cars and a game and stuff like that. Would this do that? I don't know.
Oh, I see where you're coming from. Yeah, with the accelerometer, I think it's called.
I don't know what that is.
Gyroscope or something.
Yeah, the gyroscope inside of it.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Zach is listening via the studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, is Gary Johnson still in?
I'm not sure. On his way to his next appointment, but I'm sure we'll talk to him again because he's okay. I mean, he's got some positions that I vehemently disagree with, but then again, he's a politician, so, what are you going
to
do?
Right, okay. it's hard to be
running. Well, I called
in. Go ahead.
Okay. I called in last week about the 14th Amendment and about the right to taxation, and I was going to ask him about the fair tax and about how that would apply on a business-to-business level and maybe business-to-business bartering, how that would maybe
interfere. Are you wondering if there would be a VAT, a value-added tax, as well as a fair tax?
Yeah, or be more of like a consumer tax, or would it apply to businesses as well?
Good question. That is that would be a good question, and I don't know if he would really know exactly. He's not an advocate of the. I don't think he's like on the staff of the fair tax. I think he's just out there and he's kind of jumped on board.
I can
with
see
it.
Some of the value that people see in the fair tax, but I largely look at it as a lateral move. I mean, does it seem like a quote unquote more fair way to implement an unfair practice, which is taxation? I suppose it does, but
if you actually did everything that he was talking about and get rid of all the other taxes and replace it with that one.
Right.
Which,
I mean, you know, I'd have to see that happen before I, you know, be on board. But even if you did implement a more fair way of implementing, you know, an unfair practice, which is taxation, I still consider it a lateral move. And so I'm not excited about lateral moves. I'm excited about I'm excited about when he says, I'm going to cut the federal budget by 43%.
He said the military's budget.
He said the military, but what he means is everybody. Everybody takes a 43% cut. He hands it to the head of that department, and they do their cutting. I'm for that. I mean, that makes some sense to me.
Zach, thanks
like
for the call.
Alarm going on.
Appreciate get to that alarm.
The car's on fire, Jack.
Let's talk to Robert, listening in New Jersey. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you guys?
Super. What's on your mind tonight, Robert?
I'm just calling because I hope you don't mind. I'd like to promote an event that I have upcoming up. It's a civil disobedience event in response to the recent shutdowns of the kids' lemonade stands.
Ah, excellent. Is this the nationwide event where people are doing it in a lot of different places?
Yes, it is, actually. It's called Lemonade Freedom Day.
Yes.
I created a website for it. The website is lemonadefreedom.com. And also there's a Facebook page. The link to the Facebook event page is also on the website, mm-hmm. so you can catch it there. We want to get something going nationwide where we're trying to get everybody who has children, even if they don't have children, just open up a lemonade stand and, you know, practice some civil disobedience and, you know, ignore those bad laws.
That is excellent, and I'm so excited about this because I've been talking with Michelle Seven, who should be joining us here at some point this evening. She was talking about starting up something like this, so it looks like you beat her to the punch. Good job.
Yeah, I actually spoke with her about it as well. She did mention that she was discussing it as well, she was trying to persuade me to change the date to Labor Day, and I had some issues with Labor Day, and she had, you know, her reasons why she wanted Labor Day, which was, you know, and in my opinion, valid points. So we kind of both agreed that it would be better for us to just both do it whenever, you know, she can have hers on Labor Day, and I'll do mine now, and, you know, the more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely. It shouldn't just be one day that lemonade is selling lemonade is not a crime.
Absolutely.
So I think it's great. You have kids, I take it?
Yes, I do. We have my daughter, who is Luciana. You could actually see her video where she's talking about selling lemonade is not a crime. You could actually see her on the video. She's just turned 5 in this month, actually, in July. And my son is 2.5 years old, and we try to get them to participate in as much of this as we can as far as, you know, civil disobedience and things like that.
Aren't you afraid, Robert? A lot of parents might say that they don't want to get involved in civil disobedience or non-cooperation because they're worried that if they do, they'll get convicted of a crime or something like that, and then their kids will get taken from them. Aren't you afraid that the state's going to go after your kids?
Yeah, I've actually heard that argument before, we feel that we know our limits. You know, I mean, my kids are the world to me, and that would be the last thing that I would want to be separated from them, obviously. I mean, that to me is the most important thing. So we kind of know our limits. You know, we're obviously not going out there and doing, you know, cop blocking like Pete Eyre and a demo are doing.
Okay, I'm going to hold you on if you don't mind,
sure.
With us, because I have some more questions for you. I think this is a great idea. It's lemonadefreedom.com. August 20th will be Lemonade Freedom Day, where Robert and others are encouraging you to go out and sell some lemonade, whether you've got kids or not. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. More with Robert Moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855 to get vapor or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you this evening is Ian
and Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, not a problem. They're right there on the front page of the site, the last week's worth. And then if you click into the archives section, that'll take you way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. But we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some really great rates on some gold and silver coins. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com, see all the ones that we've put together there for you. They're common coins that are intended to get gold and silver into your hands for whatever purpose it is that you want to have them. You can invest in anything, but you own gold and silver. Go to gold.freetalklive.com, stock up. Not only will you be getting great rates, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
We get back to Robert in New Jersey. Robert, you're calling about Lemonade Freedom Day. It is something that that you've proposed over at lemonadefreedom.com to be on August 20th. To, as you say here, set up your own lemonade stand. We need to send a message to everyone who's listening. They cannot shut down the kids' lemonade stands. If you don't have kids or don't want to set up your own lemonade stand, please support a local kids' lemonade stand. Selling lemonade is not a crime. And, of course, I agree with you. Are you still with us, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Now, you're talking about standing up. And so I asked you the question, which is a question I think a lot of parents are going to look at and consider very, you know, very hard, is, well, am I willing to stand up? Because if I stand up, there's a chance they'll cut my head off. And what I mean by that is there's a chance they'll take your kid from you. If that's what at least people are worried about. I don't know how realistic of a chance that is. And I think it would be interesting to see the news story about, obviously, I don't want, no one would want to be part of this news story, but
right,
it would be
I'm not wishing that for anyone.
It would be an interesting news story for them to say, we're going to take our this kid from this couple because they let their kid have a lemonade stand. I mean, if that wouldn't show people that this is insane, what's going on, I don't know what would. But all that said, people are afraid of the government, and they are afraid of the idea of DCYF or CPS or whatever they're called in your state, taking their kids from them. And so you said that, well, you know, you have to know your limits and that you're not somebody who goes and does cop blocking like they do over at copblock.org. But on the other hand, if you're actually out in public and your kids are selling lemonade, there's a good chance that some cops are going to come mess with you. If you're going to stand up, does that mean you're going to go ahead and obediently shut down the stand?
No, I mean, I think, again, I think you have to know your limits, and I wouldn't immediately shut down the stand. I would be recording everything that they do, mm-hmm. You know, and I will know my limits. I mean, if push comes to shove, I'm not going to jeopardize my kids being taken away from me by the state.
Sure. If they tell you, turn off the camera, you're going to go ahead and turn it off.
I mean, I'll ask them some questions first, but I mean, I will push it to a certain level because I do know that, you know, I have my moral beliefs, and my moral beliefs are completely different from what the law is. So that, you know, that is somewhat of a conflict there. But I will ask the questions, and I've learned so much just from watching guys like Pete in a demo, and I have so much respect for everything they do, you know. But like I said, there's certain things that I know I'm not going to push it as far as they may go,
sure,
to go ahead and get, you know, arrested and everything that they just went through in that trial and all. You know, on a side note as well, I have some other guys that are working with me that also have been, you know, through the ropes quite a few times, such as I'm not sure if you're familiar with James Babb.
Yeah,
he's also, as a matter of fact, him and I were discussing possibly going down to Philly and setting up shop in Philly, and that's where, you know, over in Independence Hall or something like that, maybe we might set up a table and sell lemonade there. You know, but my wife is going to be there with us as well, so, you know, if it looks like it's going to be, you know, get a little more hectic than we expect, then my wife will be there to you know, take the kids and not be involved in all
that
of that.
Sounds like a good plan. All I'm suggesting is that people know what to expect and think out in advance what it is that you're going to do. I mean, if you're going to engage in this, you are essentially doing civil disobedience. I mean, it seems ludicrous that selling lemonade is civil disobedience, but they're going to say,
sadly,
you don't have a permit. You've got to know what to expect, and you've got to know that if you're going to deal with the police, that there's a chance they're going to arrest somebody, and that if you're going to pull a camera out, that there's a chance you're going to get arrested for that.
It scares the heck out of
cops.
Well, and it scares people, too, to do these things. And so it's one thing to sit and watch Pete or Adamo or myself go up against these police with video cameras. And, you know, we've done this a lot. It's something that you can acclimate yourself to over time. But once you, it's like watching a bunch of court trials and then being actually in front of the judge, right? It's the same thing. It's easy to sit there and say, oh, well, that makes sense, and I like that approach. But then once you're under the pressure, once you're in that environment, it can be really difficult to think on your feet. You know, you can get caught up in what you thought you were going to do versus what seems appropriate in the moment. I mean, there are all kinds of issues that arise. And so I guess it's just important to really consider the worst case possibility, and that is that you run up against some sort of rogue cop who decides to take you into a jail cell and trash the kid's lemonade stand. Obviously, we haven't heard about that happening yet, but it just seems like
it's
a matter of
bad
time
for them.
Right. If you put a bunch of lemonade stands out across the country, odds are good there's not going to be a crowd of supporters at each one of these stands, and so these people are bullies, and they play a numbers game, and they will intimidate.
The best thing to have is a smartphone with Quick on it.
No doubt about it. And to announce what that is, to announce to them, you're being broadcast live.
Sure.
Or you may be being broadcast live, whether they are or not. That would be up to them to decide. So I'm glad that you're out there doing this, and I hope that that you can have some success at getting more than a handful of folks on board. How has the initial response been?
So far, it's been good, actually. We posted up the website on Tuesday, and that's when I kind of went public with everything this Tuesday. And so far, there's, as of right now, on Facebook, there's 321 attending and 3,003 awaiting reply. So I'm hoping to get a little bit of possible news coverage. I've submitted the story to some of the local news outlets just to see if maybe they may mention it. And then if there is a mention, I'm gonna try to hit up those 3,000 that are awaiting reply again and say, look, get on board, guys.
I'm excited. Mark, any questions?
Sounds good to me. I think if people see a lemonade stand, support it.
I hope that we'll see somebody do it here in the Keene area. That should be very interesting, especially if it's some kids, because getting kids involved in this is really the critical aspect. If you've got adults running a lemonade stand, you can pretty much guarantee that they're going to come and shut you down. They're going to target you. And so having kids echoing the ideas of liberty is a really interesting perspective, and I don't think the bureaucrats would know how to handle that.
Not only is it interesting, but also I think it's a great lesson for them to learn that not to just sit back and comply with every silly law that they come up with. I think it's important to teach them. We homeschool our kids, so we kind of raise them with that open mindedness that they don't just sit there and fold to authority because they have no authority over you.
Awesome, Robert. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Once again, his website, lemonadefreedom.com, encouraging parents and kids to go out on August 20th this year and set up a lemonade stand and sell lemonade unabashedly, without apology, and proudly. 800-259-9231, because
it teaches kids so much.
You should be free to do this. I mean, your kids should be free to do this without being harassed by the police. And to any police officers that would dare pick on some little kids for selling lemonade, you should be ashamed of yourselves. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. But we're just doing our jobs. It's Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those, including Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, you know cigarettes will kill you, right? Surely you've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try, as inevitably they're showing up more and more often in your life. If yours is anything like mine, I'm seeing them pop up all over the place. And they're a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. We've got a great offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Pack-a-day smoker will save $120 per month, so you can start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better as well. What more could you want? Well, how about a free starter kit? Purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL, and you'll also get free shipping on orders of $60 or more when you
order. Which includes those 40 cartomizers.
Correct. 855-2-GET-VAPOR is the number if you don't have the internet. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. That's Vaporsmiths.com. Joining us here in the third seat tonight, Michelle. Hello there.
Hi, Ian.
So we were just talking about the lemonade stand situation, and we were talking with Robert in New Jersey, and I guess you and Robert have had a level of conversation on this.
We sure have.
You couldn't come to quite an agreement to do it all on the same day, so you're just going to do multiple lemonade days, right?
Well, it wasn't so much as we had a disagreement. It's that he actually got his thing up and organized before I did, and mine's not going to be until Labor Day. And
I like that competition between activists.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And, you know, the more the merrier. And so, he's doing his lemonade stand, and I understand that some people are going to be offering free lemonade. Mine's not going to be free. But
yeah, what's the point of that? Then you're not violating any law.
Right. And in fact, tomorrow is a big day because in the town I live in Dublin, there is Dublin Day. And there is going to be a stand that sells lemonade as well as hot dogs and hamburgers. And is, from my understanding, there have been no permits that
really?
Have been granted. That's
Who's
right.
behind this? Is it somebody you know?
The city.
Oh, well, they don't have to have a permit.
Well, actually...
They're the gang that controls the property.
But that's the interesting thing, is that the lemonade stands and hot dogs and hamburgers are private vendors. So the lemonade stand is being put on by the local preschool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said the city was putting on the lemonade stand.
The city is putting on Dublin Day.
Right. So, but has the preschool gone to the city and essentially negotiated this?
Well, you know, I put in a phone call and I didn't hear back from anyone. But I'm going to go down there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning and introduce myself and get the 411. And I figure if they did get a permit, then that's news. If they didn't get a permit, that's news.
Why is it news if they did get a permit? I mean, that's what everybody does. That's typical. People are always looking to follow, do it the right way, and get the permit, and bow down, and kiss the boot.
Exactly. But it's not being advertised and marketed in that way, but rather, you know, support the kids of the preschool and what they're doing and everything. So, great. You can support the preschool and what the kids are doing as long as there's a permit. But what about what the kids are doing that don't get a permit?
1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number for you. So coming up August 20th is the Lemonade Freedom Day. I'm looking forward to it. We'll see what transpires. And I'm hoping that we'll have somebody set something up here in Keene. I know there are a number of people that have kids. It's just the issue is whether or not parents are willing to take a little bit of risk, because there is some risk involved here.
Right. And, you know, I happen to, Robert, you know, liked my idea of Lemonade for Liberty on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. I just think that's so, you know.
Alliterative.
So, yeah,
yes.
And it's so witty, the fact that, you know, Labor Day, I've never understood why the United States government would have everyone take the day off to celebrate working.
It doesn't make much sense.
You know? So on that weekend, we'll be celebrating working without
entrepreneurship.
Permits. Exactly.
Yeah. Let's go to you and your thoughts. We've got Anthony on the line in Oklahoma, watching via the studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Hey.
Congratulations on Lemonade Freedom Day. I hope it goes very well. I think there's some events going on in my area as well.
Excellent.
But just to kind of take things in a different direction, I'm currently reading The Market for Liberty, and I'm only on chapter 4. It's a fantastic book. Ian, I heard you guys talk about it a couple of weeks ago, and I went and picked it up.
Oh, great.
And one of the things, and I'm a recovering neocon and recovering statist, kind of, and I'm having a bit of problems understanding how the free market would deal with, let's say, a bad neighbor. Let's say your neighbor, you have a nice neighborhood, your neighbor moves in, somebody moves in, starts a crack house. How would you deal with that without a coercive monopoly forcibly enforcing some kind of code against that neighbor?
Good
well,
question.
I think that in the absence of the government putting in codes and you know, things like that, that you would probably have people that would put together sort of voluntary neighborhood organizations where you got, say, 100% of the people to opt in to some kind of contract that says, hey, you're not allowed to have more than 17 cars in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
All of them must be operable, or, you know, whatever their rules are. You know, you're not allowed to, you know, no art made from disposed of toilets. These kind of, you know, sort of things that a lot of people could get behind. I think you would see these opt-in situations. But in lieu of that, I had a situation.
What do you got against art with toilets?
Look, man, you can have them in your neighborhood.
When they're done talking about toilets, I'll tell you how I dealt with a crack dealer in my neighborhood. Go ahead, Mark.
Right. I had a situation, not a crack dealer, just trying to sell a house. The guy next door was worked at a body shop, and he had like 4 cars, and they were in different states of disrepair. As a matter of fact, their plumbing went out. They never did anything about it. They were essentially camping in the house. So, you know, it was one of those kind of neighbors. Well, I figure I'm putting the house up. You know, it's worth some money to me to clean things up. I said, look, I'll give you, I can't remember how much it was, but, you know, a couple few hundred dollars. Get this crap out of the yard, clean this stuff up, and, you know, we're good. And so I, you know, I handled that situation on my own. How things went after that, I don't know.
So to get to your question specifically, odds are crack house wouldn't even be an option in, you know, a true free world, because you wouldn't have drug prohibition, so people wouldn't have to go to crack houses to get or use the product of their choice. But all that said, clearly there's still going to be the chance for bad neighbors, whether they're too loud or too messy or whatever it is their issue is. I think deed restrictions are the way to handle that. If you're concerned about how people are going to behave nearby you, then you need to get into a voluntary, intentional community of people who share similar concerns.
So a homeowners association, basically.
Yeah, it's a voluntary, yeah, as Mark said, 100% consensual organization where they have, you know, a specific process if somebody has a grievance that they can go through to deal with that. Otherwise, if you are like me, you'd rather be left alone. You can always move away from people. That's another option. You can have a lot of property, and so you're not real close to someone, then it really doesn't matter too much what they do. And or you can throw caution to the wind and, you know, live in an area where there are no restrictions. So I think it would be up to you as the buyer to be aware in that particular instance.
For in my situation, I was living in Nashville, Tennessee, in an area called Germantown, which they're about 8 blocks, and it's the oldest neighborhood in downtown Nashville. It's a very, very lovely neighborhood, but it's surrounded on three sides by Section 8 housing or you know, that kind of housing. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, the fourth side, is the Capitol. So in my nice little neighborhood, there happened to be a family that lived two houses down that had lived there forever. And the son who lived in the home, that was basically my age, in his 40s, still lived at home. And he dealt drugs out of the alley, the back alley of his house, where my sons played street hockey. And I went over there and I told him that I didn't have a problem with him selling drugs. I did have a problem with people honking at 2 o'clock in the morning because it disturbed me. And so he remedied that. And then I simply told him that if he ever sold my kids drugs, I would put a bullet in his head.
Oh, God. Tell you what, Anthony, we'll bring you back here. I know you didn't have a chance to respond to any of the panel here. So if you want, stick with us. More with Anthony, 800-259-9231. Dealing with neighbors without government police around. How do you handle something like that? It's not to say there wouldn't be protection services either in the future. Future of free market world. More coming up. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct.
Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go and shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, different Amazons for different countries. You click into the one that's right for you, and anything you buy, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. It's the same great Amazon with the same great prices and service you're used to. You're just entering through our portal, so Free Talk Live gets a percentage. Once again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Anthony did drop off the line, but he brings up a really important question. He's learning more about the ideas of the free market and how things would work in the absence of having a violent monopoly out there. And his question was, well, what do you do about the bad neighbors? He specifically brought up Crack House, which was kind of a bad example because if we actually get to a free market, we won't have drug prohibition, so crack houses would be a thing of the past.
And it's hard to try to imagine what it would be like for a free market, you know, and take today's non-free market environment and project it into the other, because as you said to him, the situation wouldn't be the same because prohibition wouldn't exist.
Yeah, and also just how things would be different in the world of ownership of property. Mm-hmm. And would people be more likely to get into deed restriction agreements if they didn't have the government and its code enforcers around to rely on? Would we see an increase in intentional
I think
communities?
So. And these deed restrictions, I know you don't like the term, but these are governments. These are governing documents that people would decide to get into voluntarily. These are
committees. I like to say committees.
You can use whatever term you want.
Simply to differentiate between
the difference here is that government as it exists today is a monopoly and claims for itself that monopoly. It says no, you may not follow any rules but our rules. Whereas in these cases of deed restrictions, you would be able to opt in or opt out, and therefore you have a situation of a voluntary government where somebody gets to choose what government they want in particular areas. And this is just the terminology that I choose to use is government because that's what it is. And people would say that they don't want this and they don't want that. And I think people do want clean and tidy neighborhoods where, there's no noise after 9 o'clock or whatever.
But Michelle, you actually had success with the drug dealer living in your neighborhood, actually just going and talking to him, and you had success.
Threatening him with a bullet?
Kidding. Well, yeah, I guess that was a little violent. But
well, you know, I mean, well, that's the funny thing.
Would you have had success had you not threatened him violently?
No, this came after, you know, he stood at the end of my little walkway there and said, "Let me, I know you need your lawn mowed, but let me mow your lawn." And I just had had enough. And I was, you know, I was a single woman living downtown, yeah. And I'd already had someone come into my home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, and so, I mean, it wasn't a real, there had been 9 burglaries in my neighborhood over 6 months. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was, there were some scary aspects of it and everything. So I needed to be pretty direct with him. I tried to just say, hey, you know, and we were really friendly with all our neighbors. I was the only, person on the block that knew by name all of my neighbors, and I, you know, carried in his mom's groceries for him, and I'd helped his dad, who was in a wheelchair, get into his van, and I'd given him a ride one time when he was arrested. So I mean, I'd been helpful to them, mm-hmm. and I continued to be helpful even after, but I needed to make it real clear because he had no yep. scruples selling it to anyone, and I tried to have a logical, you know, reasonable conversation with him, and he wasn't receptive at all. Now, part of the reason I'm sure he wasn't receptive is because he's grown up in this atmosphere of prohibition, and so, you know, as you said, I think it would be really different if people were exercising voluntary contracts.
Well, I'm glad that
you
talked to him before you got any police involved. Because
I never got police involved.
Right. That seems like the last thing anybody should ever do in a neighbor conflict. But we have this mentality, or some people have this mentality, that, well, if there's a problem with someone, go to the cops, as though that's yeah. going to make things any better. And as an example, there's the Keene Activist Center here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's a fairly busy place, and it, you know, it's in a neighborhood, basically. And so we are fortunate that the people that are in this vicinity, the immediately adjacent neighbors, have come and expressed any concerns that they have to the manager of the activist center, rather than going to the police.
But
and
in
that's
context,
the right way to approach
though.
Things.
Yeah, but let's think about the context. Also, one of the gals who is a local, she has gone to great lengths to beautify the garden and mm-hmm. the lawn there and everything, and make that really nice. So you've enhanced the neighborhood by doing so, and they're all the so the place isn't run down. And
no,
like
that's
I said,
true.
So, yeah, so it has been enhanced. So there are reasons for the neighbors to believe that this is, you know, it's
that
a
we're
good
approachable.
Thing. Exactly. Uh-huh. And when they drive by, and those of us that are out smoking non-e-cigarettes, are standing, you know, on the porch, we wave and say hi. And just the other day, interestingly enough, a man came over in a wheelchair, and he rolled up, and he said, excuse me, he said, you know, and he asked about a car. And when we said, oh, yeah, we know who that person is, he said, well, I just want to let you know that he said something that was offensive to my niece's daughter. And we asked what it was, and he told us. And we all, you know, thought, yeah, that was an inappropriate thing to say to a young girl. And so we addressed him. But the fact that he came and found us receptive to dealing with it and everything, mm-hmm. I think that had we said, dude, get lost, you're yeah. an idiot, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
He was
blah.
Ready for a confrontation.
He can say whatever he wants. You know, he was kind of ready for that, but the yep. fact that we responded with, oh, let us embrace you, and we want to listen to you, we want to hear your complaint, we want to understand mm-hmm. you, and have compassion and everything.
It completely disarmed him.
Yeah, and he rolled away, you know, happy and pleased with that, and so I think that's...
But it's nice to see. I mean, you're right about all your points, that having a nice house is good, and it's certainly going to help people be more likely to approach you. But there is a certain mindset of people, and there's one lady that lives down the street who reported me a few years ago for having a couch out. My tenants had a couch out in their lawn. She never came to talk to me. She went straight to the government.
Right.
And
she's a government lady.
Right, she works for the, turns out she works for the state. I didn't know that at the time, though. But that said, there are people who think that way, who believe that, well, if there's a problem with the neighbors, you call the cops. Or if there's a problem with your kids, you call the cops. Some mm-hmm. parents have called the police to deal with their discipline issues at home. And then in some cases, the cops show up and they shoot their kid. So uh-huh. all I'm saying is it's nice to have people not jumping right to the police as their solution for problems.
And I think, you know, it's funny, when I was growing up, police would, for example, if my mom, who's this tiny little lady, she has two martinis and she's just completely, you know, snockered.
That's how we judge her weight?
Yeah. Well, no, she can't handle the alcohol, you know. Okay. So she would get a ride home from the police if she'd had too much drink. I mean, she'd call a friend and say, she wouldn't call a taxi. She'd call the cops, they'd deliver her home, and then the next day they'd come pick her up to go pick up her car. And it was a small town, granted, everything, but that isn't, even in that small town, it's not handled that way anymore.
I suspect it's not, yeah.
Right, and so I think that the interaction, as we have abdicated more and more responsibility of our lives to the state, and the state has assumed that responsibility, that it's become this parental, disciplinarian, yes. tyrannical sort
of... It's kind of become parental, and it's a bad parent.
Right.
These cops are not peace officers. If they were, then I don't think anyone would have a problem calling them. If you know, you've got a belligerent neighbor or whatever, and they're not listening, or you can't get through to them, it would be one thing to bring someone in who's trained in mediation, to bring somebody in who is, you know, is able to address the situation without going for a taser or a gun. And I think that it would be nice if the police filled that role. I'm told that once upon a time they were more like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you look over at Andy Griffith or something like that. I mean, that's my understanding, that some cops will tell you that they were more peace officer-oriented in the past. But it's just not that way today. And until it gets back to that, where you actually do have a group of people that are offering a legitimate service of mediation and keeping the peace, then I say do whatever you can to avoid calling these folks. And the only time they're going to get back to that, I think, is when they're finally open to competition and there can be somebody else in the marketplace who can offer these services without being threatened by the police for being a competing gang.
Well, that's a key function there, is that the difference between what you and I support, which is voluntary private mediation and security forces, is that the cops are paid at the expense of the taxpayers, and everyone is overwhelmed. I mean, you know that I had my truck and boat hauled away and towed away because I don't register on this last weekend, and the cops certainly weren't there to help me in any way.
More coming up here, 800-259-9231. I would like to talk more about what happened with your boat, because you said you've been pretty upset over the last day or so after they've stolen your truck and boat from you. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Freedom to travel, we'll get into that. We'll also take your calls about whatever you want. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.